Good evening, my name is Phil and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. As you may know, very few people actually vote in the primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, like County Commission on Tuesday, August 22nd, the 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I'm sorry, let's repeat the question. You were going so fast, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no problem. Let me read it back to you. As you may know, very few people actually vote in the primary elections. Thinking
right.
ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, like county commissions on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I'm very likely to vote.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat?
I'm a Democrat.
Affiliate. Thank you. What is your main racial background? African American, black? Hispanic, white, Caucasian, Asian, or Asian American?
Caucasian, white.
Thank you. What is your age?
81.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Who am I voting for? Commissioners?
Sorry?
Are these commissioners I'm voting for from Monroe County?
Yes, this question is about the Monroe County. Generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
No, I think they're going in the right direction. I haven't had any problems.
Thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family? Hurricane and flooding preparation, illegal immigration, affordable housing, taxes and county government spending, proper insurance costs, protecting the environment, crime and public safety, traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, or overdevelopment?
Crime and protection.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Joe Biden, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable opinion.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Rick Ramsey.
I don't have an opinion. I don't know who it is.
Thank you. Paul Wunderlich.
I don't know who I have an opinion.
Thank you. Melissa Tomey.
I don't have an opinion.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Oh, unfavorable.
Would that be somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Holy Muriel Rothschild.
Say again?
Holy Muriel Rothschild.
And what post is she seeking?
Sorry?
What is she running for?
Well,
what is she a candidate
for the Republican Party?
And she's running for what, a representative or what?
Well,
Monroe County?
Yes, that information we do not have directly right now. However, about her, do you have a very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, or have never heard about her?
Of who?
Of Holly Mireille Rashine.
I've heard the name. I don't have an opinion.
Oh, okay. What about Ron DeSantis?
Governor Ron DeSantis?
Correct.
No, unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Would that be somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you very much. And thinking ahead, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate. Melissa Tomei, a Republican candidate. Holly Mireille Rashine, a Republican candidate.
Those are my three choices. Rashine.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Holly Mireille Rashine, a Republican candidate?
For county position, yeah, I don't mind that.
So would you definitely be voting for her or probably be voting?
That's the only name I recognize, so I'd vote for her.
Thank you. As you may have noticed, the upcoming election for Monroe County Commission has three Republicans running against one another. There will not be a Democrat on the ballot since no Democrat decided to run in this race.
I understand.
This means one of these three Republicans will win the election. Which comes closer to your view?
I think it's Rashine.
Thank you. These two options, which comes closer to your view? I would probably vote for one of these three Republican candidates, depending on which one I like better when I learn more about them, or I could never vote for a Republican candidate. Even if I don't have a choice to vote for a Democratic candidate, I would probably leave this race blank on my ballot.
Now, I would vote for Rashine.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Holly Mireille Rashine is doing as your county commissioner?
She's presently a county commissioner. You didn't tell me that.
Yes.
She is presently a county commissioner?
Correct. This question
okay,
is...
Okay, I approve of her. I like her.
Okay. So, do you strongly approve or somewhat disapprove?
I generally approve.
Thank you. All other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Monroe County Commissions? A candidate who currently serves on the county commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community, or a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform county government? Which of these two options comes closer?
I'd like to have somebody with a fresh perspective.
The first, okay. Do you think Monroe County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
I think it's about right. I don't see that it's growing too fast or slowly.
Thank you. Which of the following is more important to you when deciding your vote in the election for Monroe County Commission? First option, a candidate's position on future development in Monroe County. Second option, a candidate's position on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes, and fighting crime.
Second one.
Thank you. Do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a Publix grocery store to Trepanier along with 86 units of workforce using?
I do. I support that.
Okay. So are you a strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Strongly.
Thank you. As you may know, Monroe County has taken a major infrastructure project to reduce flooding and replace the aging trauma star helicopters, which airlift critically injured patients to trauma hospitals in Miami during emergencies. To pay for these projects, property taxes were raised by about $11 per month for the average Monroe County homeowner. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Option 1. With the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County, on top of it being a major tourist destination, I understand the need to slightly increase property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements. Monroe County still has one of the lowest property tax rates in Florida. Second option. During these challenging times, we should not be raising taxes. Homeowners already pay enough taxes, and while Monroe County has many pressing needs, we should be cutting spending elsewhere to pay for infrastructure improvements or hold off on them until this affordability crisis gets better.
Look for other ways to finance it.
So, that would mean, would you lean for the first or the second option?
Second.
Thank you. If you knew the following statements about Holy Maria Rashine were true, would it make you more likely or less likely to vote for Holy Maria Rashine in a primary election for Monroe County Commission? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. First statement. During these tough times, Holy Maria Rashine voted to increase wasteful county government spending and voted to raise taxes by millions of dollars on working and middle-class homeowners. Much more likely, somewhat more likely to vote for her, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Less likely to vote for her.
Less likely would be somewhat less likely or much less likely.
I don't want to raise taxes with so many homeowners, no. More likely.
Okay, so would this be more likely or less likely?
I'd be less likely to vote for her now that I know what you just said.
Okay, so that less likely will be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Next statement. With high housing costs and a lack of options for so many, Holy Maria Rashine supports efforts to build home affordable housing in Monroe County. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
What is the option? What is the saying she does? She wants to do?
Yes, this is the statement. With high housing costs and lack of options for so many, Holy Maria Rashine supports efforts to build more affordable housing in Monroe County. This is
statement. I support that.
Okay, so would it be much more likely to vote for her?
More likely.
Thank you. Next statement. Holy Maria Rashine is a career politician whose campaign is being funded by big developers and special interest lobbies. Rashine has been a rubber stamp for their agenda that will pave over every inch in the keys and harm our quality of life. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Next statement. It is, Holy Maria Rashine is a lobbyist for a disaster response company that has visited before Monroe County and receives taxpayers' dollars, creating a conflict of interest. Much more likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat
repeat the statement. I didn't get it all.
Sure. It's Holy Maria Rashine is a lobbyist for a disaster response company that has visited before Monroe County and receives taxpayer dollars, creating a conflict of interest. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
You said a disaster response organization?
Yes, a disaster response company.
Okay. I'd be more likely to vote for her.
Would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next statement. Holy Muriel Rashine believes that development needs to be slowed down until our roads and infrastructure catch up to the amount of growth Monroe County is experiencing in order to protect quality of life. Much more likely to vote somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much or less likely, or no difference.
Much more likely if that's what you want.
Thank you. Next statement. Holy Muriel Rashine has worked to support Monroe County's tourism industry in a responsible way to protect the interests of communities and longtime residents. Rashine has increased transparency by holding more public meetings and has fought to ensure that Monroe County residents are given priority for business and hospitality applications. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Holy Muriel Rashine is endorsed by Sheriff Rick Ramsey because Rashine has always worked to ensure law enforcement has the resources they need to keep your community safe. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Next statement. Holy Rashine understand that a health environment makes Monroe County's economy strong. Rashine has prioritized water quality improvement projects, coral reef and Everglades restoration, and protect the commercial fishermen because so many depend on these natural resources for their livelihood. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate, Melissa Tomei, a Republican candidate, or Holy Muriel Rashine, a Republican candidate?
Rashine.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Holy Muriel Rashine, a Republican candidate?
Yes, I am. Probably.
Thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. How long have you lived in Monroe County? 5 years or less, between 6 and 10 years, between 11 and 20 years, more than 20 years all lifelong?
More than 20 years.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
A liberal.
Would that be very or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some call it trade school, college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate?
College graduate with a four-year degree.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Sir, I really do appreciate your available time and opinion.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for answering. Have a good one.